T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back with Beach & Company, I'm Sandy Beach. Full disclosure, Tony and I are Italian, and we think differently than most people. Tony announced to me, I didn't know this, he had just signed up for medical cannoli. You know, I've been on recreational cannoli for a long time, and my doctor says that it's necessary for my well-being. I must have it. Remember that one time when you OD'd too much veal parm?
That was a tough one.
They got you. There was a little cheese dripping out of your mouth. It was not a pretty sight.
Oh, you just reminded me something. I saw veal meatballs.
I've seen veal meatballs. Yeah, I've had them.
Really?
Yeah, they're good.
Oh.
They are good.
That's going to be a must try.
Try them.
You know how we stop his overdose on veal now?
How?
We call Puckett, and Puckett takes 3/4 of the meal, so then Tony's okay.
Yes, he's our test kitchen from the kitchen of Tom Puckett.
Now I have to stop ODing on Rock Burger.
You sure? Hey, I don't think that's possible. Rock Burger sounds delicious. I have to get there and take that challenge.
All right, guys.
Yes, you have to do that.
All right, calm down now, guys. Calm down with the food talk here. We got to get going. Let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Roy. Nice meeting you the other day. It was a pleasure, and I think you're off to a good start.
Well, thank you. I would like to thank you for your encouragement, your kindness, and advice. I do appreciate it.
Well, I'd like to see that natural talent you have used. So what do you have to say about what we're going on today?
Well, two things I'll comment on. I'm wondering if we will have a moment of silence for all the people all over the world that have been murdered, decapitated, burned alive in churches, and victims of terrorist attacks perpetrated by Muslims over the last 30 years. Where's the uproar about that? People of other faiths are being slaughtered daily by these people.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, let's have some fairness about it. Secondly, it's about time the right of freedom of speech will be enforced on college campuses.
I think this is a great executive order he signed yesterday. I think it's about time. It's a shame we have to have an executive order to remind us that we're supposed to have free speech.
Correct. Well, these leftist radicals, I'm glad they're being put into place, and you want to hit them where it hurts the most, right in their pocketbook.
Yeah, I've always said that. You want to get somebody's attention, hit them in the wallet. It's the best way to do it. All right. Hey, thank you, Roy. Thank you for your input. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
You got a little cold there?
Yes, yes. I love that Roy does have a beautiful...
Doesn't he have a great voice?
Yes, great.
Yep.
I wanted to mention a couple things. The first thing is that moment of silence.
Right.
I have 30 nieces and nephews and about 50 great-grandnieces and nephews and great-grands. But I think the schools are and the education system is bending over backwards. These kids are going to be in school for a short period of time, and they are being allowed to make, rules and regulations and dictate things that people should observe and all this stuff, and they make their voices known by just stopping everything. I think, why don't they just concentrate on education?
Well, first of all, because they're students does not give them standing,
right?
Because they're involved. There are certain rules and regulations, things that you're supposed to avoid, things you're supposed to do,
right.
And they should just sit and learn. They're there to learn, not to dictate to the adults of how to run the classroom.
Right, and also the other thing is when you were talking about like the old men, the old white.
Yeah, the old white men. I'm tired of hearing that kicked around like they're ready for the ice flow and set off to sea.
Who gives? You know, it all stems from these. You know, these kids demanding like they. You saw the. I like the president's order.
The executive order, right?
Excellent, because that one student they keep showing that beating up that one kid on I think it was in Utah.
Yeah, he cold-cocked him. The guy wasn't expecting anything, and suddenly got hit right in the face because he was trying to recruit conservative viewpoints on campus.
And those cheap umbrellas that fold when they when a conservative speaker wants to speak, these kids shut it down and they demand. They paid the speaker, you know, they set it up to have this person speak, and these kids just refuse. They, you know, it's like holding their ears and screaming and, you know, stomping their feet like, no, we don't want to hear it. I mean, what about the other students that are in that school?
How about the students that hired him?
Right.
Yeah, and you're thinking you shouldn't need a police escort to express free speech, especially on a college campus, anywhere, but especially on a college campus. What the hell have you learned if you won't even listen to somebody who espouses something that you're not familiar with or you don't like?
And as far as this college goes, those rich, you know, they're talking about the rich, the white privilege and everything else. Why don't these liberals get after the actors and actresses that paid to get their kids in school and go after those liberal professors who deprived? I would, if I were the students that were deprived, and if I had a scholarship or I was signed up and I was going to go and I was denied admission because somebody got ahead of me and it was one of these, you know, rich kids, I would get those students in a class action suit against the school and the professors that allowed that to happen.
Think about it. They're so all-knowing, they're so smart that they had to bribe people to get into college.
Those people that got, like, these, you know, students that wanted to go and they their parents struggled to get them an education, got them into that school, and all of a sudden wanted to get into that school, and all of a sudden somebody comes in and pays off, and these professors, these worthless, I think, if I were a parent or a student, I would have a class action suit against whatever school did that.
Yeah, they're not. You didn't send them there to be brainwashed. Thanks. Got to go. Thank you, Mary. Have a good weekend. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. It is Beach and Company. Going through the news, very happy. We have three things to talk about. Yesterday, the president signed an executive order before he went for Florida. I think he's gone by now. And the executive order is one of those that you're surprised you needed an executive order to get this done. It says that colleges must meet free speech standards on campus. They must do it, or they face losing some federal aid. And the federal aid they stand losing, the president describes it as billions and billions. I was not aware of how much the federal government aids for different aspects of college, but they do, and it's in the multi-billions of dollars, and the president says no free speech, no aid. Of course, what will happen is somebody will sue them, and they'll go to court, and the judge will rule against it. That's what's going on now, anyway.
When Barack was president and when Hillary was running for president, I don't recall hearing about conservatives walking around slapping, hitting,
punching in
fighting
the face, yeah,
with anybody from the left. I don't recall any of that ever happening.
You don't recall it because it didn't happen.
But the coexist crowd, they find it that it's perfectly acceptable, like Antifa, yeah, to go after as many conservatives as they can.
Coexist. I want your nose to coexist with my fist.
Yes.
That's the coexistence they're looking for. Meanwhile, got a lot of text. Old white man is a racist statement. Black vote, Latino vote, all racist statements. But these racial statements are okay, I guess. That's one post. Here's another. A big problem is that they've gotten their equality. They just haven't accepted that it's not as spectacular as they thought it would be. That could be. See, I never, outside of women getting the right to vote, that was an obvious one and a huge one. But beyond that, I never got the impression that that women were on the, you know, you have to wait in line for everything while men take take precedence. I never got that impression. And now with all the rules and laws and guidelines we have for equal payment, equal pay, equal this, equal that, but it still sounds good, you know, the fight for ladies, and people will try and take advantage of it so that they can gather more votes. And it's, I think, sometimes ill-used, but I am really sick of hearing about old white guys. I really am. Old white guys built the country, and old white guys pay a lot of the taxes that allow you, you others who would criticize old white guys, to get the things you want.
Well, it's not just old white guys. Christians, too. If you're a Christian, you don't count.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano's not going to stand with you if you're a Christian.
Yeah, what's the matter
with
her?
Only if you're a Muslim.
What is wrong with her?
Well, she's mental.
Yeah. A lot of them seem to be like that.
She's unhinged.
Seems like they've gone off the tracks. It used to be civil discourse, but it's not that anymore. Okay, here's another. I'd rather have an old white guy in office than a young white guy like Beto. Signed Gordon in Florida. Yeah, Beto, now I saw some feature last night on Fox. Now he's out there standing on tables to talk to people. I guess there's, you know, psychologically, if somebody is higher than you, physically higher, they're standing on a table looking down at you, that's a domination kind of thing. Where, come, follow me, over the hill, I'm the leader, whatever. If you're standing there on a floor, even behind, you know, some kind of a desk or something, if other people around you are taller than you, it's suddenly you've lost your status as the power man in the room. So he stands up. I used to do when I was programming WKBW? When I was interviewing disc jockeys, I would never sit behind my desk. I would sit in one of the chairs in front of the desk that the person sits on so that you feel equal, you can have a conversation, as opposed to he's the boss, and I better be careful on what I say and what I do. I wanted a casual atmosphere.
Comfortable.
But Beto wants the opposite. He wants that dominating thing. That's why he purposely, first of all, you would say, well, you know, he's drawing huge crowds in order to be seen and heard. It is necessary for him to jump up on that table. Not from what I saw last night. I saw last night he was in a couple of basically bars. There might have been 20 people in there. That's all you could see. That's all the camera shot would take. And he leaps up on the table like Gene Kelly in Singing in the Rain. He leaps up on the table, grabs the microphone like Elvis just showed up, right? And that's going to be his leadership presentation, that he can leap up on a table. I'm waiting for one of these tables to just go over. But that's it with Beto. All right, here's another. Us old white guys have had a belly full of the left's BS. Signed, Wade. And I'm with you, Wade. I'm sick of it. I am tired of it. We are not going to be deferential to people who have done nothing with their lives so far. The people who have accomplished nothing, paid nothing. They want to get in the club with no admission. They want the door to be open to them because they're the chosen few. Oh, wait, that's a motorcycle gang. We'll let them in. But but they are. They're God's spectacular choices for us to embrace. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Let's go to my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys making out today?
We old white guys are doing fine, and I know you're an old white guy because we became old white guys together.
Yes, we certainly did, and we are plenty old.
They're not going to kick us out of the club.
No, they're not. Let's hope we're around for at least a few more years to enjoy that club.
Yeah, what's on your mind today, Don?
Free speech. Believe me, it's not an accident that it just happens to be the First Amendment to our Constitution.
True.
It shows the importance of it, and I'm also sick of the fact that most conservative speakers don't even get a chance to talk at most of the universities without violence occurring.
People like Condoleezza Rice, you know, people who have accomplished things with their lives that most of those students will never accomplish, got shut down about a year or so ago from a college campus because they didn't like what she might say.
That's right. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you're conservative, they don't want you there, and they're going to get to violence to keep you out of there.
And, you know, I say shame on you, not just to them. They're young kids. You know, they don't have a real grip on reality yet. But what about the administrators? What about the security people? What about the people who keep the peace on the campus? Where the hell were they? Just standing back, letting these punks take over? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I mean, those images of, I think it was Berkeley.
It was Berkeley, yeah.
Where they were burning things down and this and that, and nobody did anything to stop it.
Throwing chairs through windows and things like that, and they didn't do anything to stop it. Meanwhile, it's Berkeley. It's a public institution. It's part of the University of California.
Yeah, no question about it.
So what do you think? What do you think, secondly, about the other white guy syndrome? The old white guy.
Well, like you alluded to, we old white guys pay a lot of taxes that make everything possible for people to live in this country, especially the people who have nothing. We support them from day one.
We do, and that's the point. We supply the fuel on which that engine runs, and they don't seem to appreciate that. They like the benefits of things we've worked hard for. They forget about the people ahead of them at the jobs they do now, the people who made the jobs better, got better working conditions, got better benefits, things like that. They came in at the end. They came in after all the work was done. They're soaking up the benefits, but they don't want to give any credit to the people that made them possible.
That's for sure. I mean, let's be honest about it. If this AOC character gets in, I mean, we're in a world of trouble, and it's just a matter of, you can start the countdown calendar as to how much longer this country's going to exist if she gets elected.
I totally agree with you, and they seem to stand back like she's got some secret potion she might use if you dare defy her. Hey, thanks, Don. Get a nap and have a lemonade and sleep under a tree, you old white guy. Take care.
I'll be doing that.
Okay, goodbye. All right, we'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBN. We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and if you're setting up your vacation schedule for the summer and the fall, we'd like you to join us, Dan Neverth and myself, for a wonderful trip aboard the Viking Jupiter. It's an ocean-going Viking vessel just put in the water last month, and from October 6th through October 20th, we'll be on trip number 10. The first nine have all sold out. I'm sure this one will, too. Here's the agenda. Here's where we're going. We leave out of Buffalo and go to Bergen, Norway. That's our first stop, is Norway, and we're overnight there. Then we go to Amsterdam. You could take a canal tour, all kinds of things at the Netherlands there. Bruges in Belgium is our next stop. After that, Paris, France. How about that? And then we go to England. If you'd like to see the D-Day Museum, it's housed in Portsmouth, and that's where we're going to be, in England. Then we're going to Falmouth in England, and then to Portugal. Porto is our port of call in Portugal. They named the wine after this place. Granada in Spain, and then a second Spain location, and then Barcelona in Spain, overnight in Barcelona. Now, there's a one free shore excursion with every port of call, and it includes all the onboard meals, along with beer, wine, soft drinks, with lunch and dinner, free Wi-Fi, 42-inch flat-screen TV in your room, along with 24-hour room service. How good is that? Anytime you want food, you pick up the phone, they bring it to you. King-size beds. And every room has a private veranda. As we said, it's 15 days in 7 countries. Some of the optional tours available. In Amsterdam, they have the windmills. Dan Neverth a couple of years ago when we were in Amsterdam touring the windmills. He decided that he would carry one of the people we're traveling with, and he dropped her. It was a tense moment. Museums in Amsterdam, certainly. In Paris, there's a lot of things available while we were in Paris. Normandy, Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, Eiffel Towers. In Portsmouth, Stonehenge in London, obviously. And in Granada, Picasso's museum, his birthplace there. So all that available October 6th through the 20th through AAA. Give them a call, 1-844-688-7477. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Good to talk to Dan. You're on WBEN, Dan.
Hey, and thanks for having me again. You know, I like the format. The three topics simultaneously is very, very interesting, and you've kind of upped the pace a little bit.
Yeah, I just got a little bit more to look at. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
All right, I'll try to hit all three of them. The first one, the old white guy comment there. Mr. Trump is 73, and Ronald Reagan was the oldest person ever elected to office. And I would like to say that we should judge people on the ability to do the job and the content of their character. And age is just a number, especially today when our longevity is greater than it's ever been.
Good point.
The executive order, however, we didn't like that when Barack Obama used it. We do have a legislative body. We have congressmen, then we have senators. There is a process to enact law, although I like the content and the intent of what he is saying.
Yeah, and what he is saying is not stopping speech. It's encouraging speech and making sure that speech is heard. So if he were dictating what kind of speech was had to be heard, that'd be a different story. He's just making sure that we're all reminded of the First Amendment, that we have the right to free speech.
I agree with what you said. I'm not a fan of executive orders.
Nor am I, usually. But if that's what's necessary, and it seems like it's pretty cut and dry on something like this, because I don't know anybody who is against free speech. So when we see people not being allowed to speak freely, I think it's pretty easy to try and make an attempt to correct it.
Yeah, and I think it's also easy to take a look at your congressmen and your senators and ask them, why are they asleep on the job? So we protect the Constitution. We should protect the way that we can conduct our governance, and the president should steer the ship. I like the content of what he is saying. I just don't like the way that it's coming about. And really, we need some new congressmen, we need some new senators, and we need to take classes on how America is actually supposed to function.
And it's almost, if you look at the big picture, it's almost like some of our elected leaders aren't comfortable with the way America is and has been for some time. And they want to change it and they want to shape it. Now, there's nothing wrong with change per se, but if you're going to change, it's always been my opinion, it better be for the better, not going in reverse. And I think some of the things we hear about now, they want to lower the voting age to 16. They want to shut down the Electoral College. They want to change basically the structure of our country. And why do they want to change it? They want to change it to fit their political party and its motivation.
Well, that's been here a while. If you remember Ross Perot, now that was a scary guy. He was calling for a constitutional convention. So this is not new.
Can you imagine a constitutional convention with these times? It would be a nightmare.
Listen, America could. Boy, I don't even want to address that. That is such a horrible thought.
You threw it in there. You threw it in there, Dan from West Seneca.
And on the religion thing. We're in troubling times, and I would really like to see the head rabbi. I would like to see the Pope. I would like to see the head of Islam. I'd like to see all the churches come together and remind their followers that we are all human beings. This is the human race. We have differences, and we need to overcome them. And I'm not talking about kumbaya. I'm talking about just respect one another. And why don't you follow what your church is teaching? And I think the one thing that most religion has in common is really respect for the human race. And the Ten Commandments seems to be a universal guideline for religion without preaching to anybody. And it's what man, it is what we as human beings do to pervert those teachings that make religion dangerous. We're in scary times.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. We're back after this. Let us go to Kathy on line three. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Well, I'm an old white lady.
Oh, well, welcome to the club.
Love old white men.
Yes.
And I find it makes me so angry. Old white men are why we're here, why we have the freedom we have. There were 57 of them that signed the Constitution.
They were pretty smart for old white guys, yeah.
There were 57 on the Declaration of Independence.
And look at George Washington, the father of our country. He wasn't a spring chicken. He did pretty well by us.
They were all old white men. Where did this hatred come for old white men?
I think they're looking for a change. And seeing that old white men are the ones that accomplished things and got the country where it is, they can't run against that. So they got to run against something different. So they got to denigrate those who came before as if we're all fools, and history started the day they were born.
And don't you worry about our country being in the hands of ditzy white women or whatever they are, whatever race or religion, that are more worried about their hair and eyelashes than their nails, than what's happening in America?
Yeah, and we're so easily swayed. I mean, the press, their hearts are thumping out of their chest cavity over these new women in Congress who have said ridiculous things. If they weren't not elected as part of Congress, they'd be laughed out of town.
Or be in jail for slander.
Yep, and Beto O'Rourke picked up for DWI. Nobody mentions that. And so he jumps on a table and everybody thinks he's a superstar. Superstar of what?
Howdy Doody would be preferable to him.
Yeah, look out. Here comes Clarabelle. Hey, thank you, Kathy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let us go by the magic of radio to Jeff and Clarence. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hey there. I have a funny millennial story. So we're a construction company, and we interview people every now and again. And, you know, we actually have a policy now where we require, you know, 2 or 3 day working interview just so you get a feel for us, we get a feel for you.
Good.
So we had one young guy, he was here, and we said, hey, you know, come in. We start at 7 o'clock. He looked at us and said, I don't get up that early.
Oh, get out. And he was looking for a job?
Yes, he was working like at a fast food place, and we were going to come work with us and make a couple of bucks more an hour. Everything's great. And he doesn't get up that early, so that was his answer.
We have to understand the younger generation. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, I've had job interviews where I've interviewed people that say amazing things. Nothing quite like that, but just amazing.
You know, this is why I always say, you know, 1988, that's not when millennials were born. I think we have to push that back a little, because I would never look at a time of a job and say, yeah, I can't, that's too early. I'll just adjust my life schedule to that job, hence the job I work right now.
Oh, yeah, you have in radio. If you don't do that, if you don't adapt, for instance, the one thing people learn about adapting in radio for a career is you have to go where the work is. That's how you better yourself. That's how you get a better job, better contract, better lifestyle. All those things is you have to go where the work is. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They want it to come to them and mail them the check.
I remember when I was young and going out to get jobs, I had resumes ready. Applications would be properly filled out. I would be, dressed as nice as I possibly could. I didn't own a suit, but, you know, my best clothes. And I was talking to a guy who owns a business around the neighborhood, and he was telling me he has people coming in because his business is expanding and he needs help. He says they're coming in. They're not prepared. They're not dressed right. Oh, I could bring you a resume next week. Is that okay?
Oh, man.
What is up with these kids?
I remember once I was going to talk about a job with somebody and the British attack, and it was awful because I had to put the resume on hold, load a few cannonballs before I got there.
Well, you did take Paul Revere's advice.
I did.
That was important.
Actually, Paul Revere was right around near where I lived, so I didn't see him. He wasn't there when I was there.
He didn't
there.
Stop by for biscotti?
He had already been there. But he did comment, as he went by, my sister's ass. He did say that. That's the one thing. On his way to Boston. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. There's three things we're talking about now. The first, it should not have been necessary, but it is, and I'm glad he took care of it. The president yesterday signed an executive order determining that college campuses have to encourage free speech. They have to allow free speech. They have to tolerate free speech. It's not just your speech, it's their speech too. In other words, to think in this day, it's 2019, we have to legislate through executive fiat the fact that we all have free speech. That's not the way it is on college campuses. Shame on the administrators. Shame on the security people. If a speaker happens to be more conservative than liberal, they get hooted off the campus. They oftentimes don't even get to make their speech because the students don't like it. Maybe the professors don't like it either. Well, too bad. They're not preaching hate speech. They're just preaching a different set of guidelines than you have. But that's what it is. And here's what happens. If you don't allow free speech, you hoot down the speakers. They have to leave because security issues, things like that. You will be facing the wrath of the national government. Yes, in Washington, they will see that you lose some of the aid, maybe all of the aid, depends on what it is, that you get from the federal government. That's not a small amount. The president described it as billions and billions of dollars. Okay? So if your college wants to risk that, then sit back and watch those punk students throw things through windows, if that's what you think is part of the educational experience. I don't. I think listening to somebody who has a different point of view is often interesting and many times enlightening. And they should learn that. That should be the first thing they learn. And remember this. They're in college, for crying out loud. That means they're probably 18, 19, 20, and 21. All right? Where's the great mounds of wisdom coming from those brains? I'd like to know. When's the last time one of those people made a breakthrough in a medical lab somewhere? When did they discover something useful for the human race? They haven't done anything yet. They've done diddly.
Well, we found out that you're not supposed to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, they are eating Tide Pods. That'll give you an idea. So the president's executive order, how do you feel about it? I think it's absolutely great. It shouldn't have been necessary, but it was, and he did it. Second thing, they're talking about Joe Biden. He seems to be, he certainly and Sanders seem to be the two leaders in the Democratic race so far. And they're thinking that Joe Biden, if he is the candidate, might pick a woman as a VP. And it says, wow, that'll show that he's not just another old gray guy. So I got sick of the term another old white guy and deciding to talk about it today. You feel the same way I do? These are the people that made our country. Washington, Jefferson, Adams, all of those people would fit that mold, and they seem to have done all right. A lot better than the people complaining about them now. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.